Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The speed limits on several New York City streets are being lowered today, starting with a street in Brooklyn, where a young boy was tragically killed.
The first sign to go up is here on Prospect Park West, where 12-year-old Sammy Cohen Eckstein was struck and killed by a driver in October of 2013. The new law named in his honor gave New York City the authority to reduce speed limits to prevent future tragedies. The speed limit on this street bordering the park has been reduced to 20 miles per hour. On hand for the ceremony, Department of Transportation Commissioner Adonis Rodriguez, along with Sammy's father and the NYPD. The group Families for Safe Streets will also be here. It's a coalition of New Yorkers who've lost loved ones to traffic violence. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Prospect Park.
A Turkish Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing here in New York last night after the pilot died mid-flight. Turkish Airlines says the pilot on the flight out of Seattle collapsed during the flight, and after trying to administer first aid, the flight crew and co-pilot decided to make an emergency landing. But sadly, the pilot died before the plane landed. The 59-year-old pilot had worked for Turkish Airlines since 2007. The airline said he had passed a medical examination just in March and that there was no indication of any health problems. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli says Wall Street's profits in the first half of this year were nearly 80% higher than last year, just over $23 billion. And annual profits are currently on track to close out the year much stronger than 2023. DiNapoli says how Wall Street does affects the economy of the entire city.
When Wall Street does well, we collect more taxes. That translates into more money for the state budget, more money to be spent on schools and on hospitals and healthcare and senior programs.
Annual profits for the securities industry had soared to record highs during the pandemic, but slowed a bit to pre-pandemic levels in 2021 and 22. But the gains seem to come roaring back this year. Governor Hochul is set to sign a law today that would require licensed gun dealers to warn potential buyers about the risks that come with owning a firearm. She's signing the legislation alongside former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who was seriously injured in an assassination attempt and mass shooting in 2011. She's since been a fierce gun control activist. State Senator Michael Giannaris sponsored the bill, saying it's just like putting warnings on cigarette boxes or alcohol. A development today in the investigation into the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer, Rex Huerman. Newsday reports that a number of personal items that investigators seized from his Massapequa Park home have now been returned to his family. A lawyer for Huerman's estranged wife tells Newsday that the family is thankful and relieved to start getting some of their personal property back. He says they've received dozens of manila envelopes containing things like personal documents, checks, and along with personal electronic devices, adding that the DA's office told them that they'll continue receiving the items on a rolling basis. There's been no comment from the Suffolk County DA.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.